Yes, I've been gone a while, but it's not like I don't have things to talk about. Maybe that's why I've been gone a while. So, you want the scoop? Here's your show. Episode 290, Upcoming Podcast Episodes. This is the Ericast for the week of October 1, 2017.
From Ericast.com.
Ericast.com.
Welcome to the Ericast.
You know, I find myself apologizing way too often for the fact that the show is late. So I'm not even going to do that. You can just have the implied apology. The Ericast is the weekly podcast that comes out about once a month. But I just realized by setting this episode up and making the episode folder and dating it October 1 that the last episode being in June, I had no podcast in what are the months? July, August, or September. I got really close a couple times, but it just didn't happen. So, sorry. I am Eric Larson. You are listening to the Ericast from Ericast.com. The Ericast is what I call a personal podcast, meaning you either know who I am, Eric Larson, and you're wondering, where are you and what have you been doing? Or there's a topic that you bumbled into. Now, what's interesting is the topics are the ones that that make lifelong friends. So, like Matt Beckwith, who you'll hear, Matt from California, who is my go-to person for customer service type stuff. But he ran into the podcast during an early episode about Chloe and Chloe's lip repair. So here we are. Speaking of kids, Candela is actually showering in the background because this is an early morning recording instead of my typical late night recording. I'm trying to switch into an early morning schedule, much like Jeff Sanders and the 5 a.m. miracle. Yeah, 5 a.m. sure comes awfully early. But anyway, super quick episode. Because once Candela's done with the shower, she's going to be walking around the kitchen upstairs above Ericast Studio A. Occasionally, and by occasionally, I mean probably twice in the life of the Ericast, someone has said, oh, you haven't had an episode. Why don't you talk about such and such? And I think the implication there is, gee, Eric, you have nothing to talk about, so you haven't done an episode. Here are some ideas. And I will never turn down an idea. I appreciate the ideas. Absolutely. But I'm not short of ideas. And so I have my list of ideas. I'm going to tell you the list of ideas. Also, in the spirit of goal setting and public accountability and things, they say you should not announce your goals because you get the same endorphin rush by telling people, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, as actually doing the work of losing the 10 pounds, which seems backwards. You'd think, tell everybody, and then they'll hold you accountable, and they'll say, ha-ha, you haven't lost your 10 pounds. Apparently, that is not how the world works. So maybe this will be a bad idea. But in case you're thinking, well, you know, really, Eric, we could give you an idea or two so you could get a podcast out. Here's what I have in my list in literally no particular order. Where is that from? In no particular order. That's a quote from something. In the next coming weeks and months, I hope to be talking about sunk cost seminars, going to get rich quick type seminars and watching their processing, like how they set the seminars up, including the fact that I think they're intentionally boring at the beginning. You will find a topic eventually called kitten knitting mittens, which is a reference to Jewel. At some point here in the next couple minutes, I'll explain. Yeah, that's give me about 5 minutes. You'll find out why I'm quoting a Warren Beatty quote about Jewel. I have a note about a discussion about multipotentiality, but I don't have a title for that. The Global Leadership Summit, discussion of grit, podcast topic, what's on deck, a list of all my podcast topics, which is this episode, apparently, but I gave it a different name since I worked on this list. A topic of I hate pod fading and a reflection on some of my favorite podcasts that are now gone. So we'll get to that later. One titled, I'm Not Sorry. This will be one of those sort of emotionally deep type podcast awkward things. Like, gee, you want to tell us that, Eric? Because I've got in mind a person who gave a scripted remark it was a sermon, actually. No one you know. It's a famous pseudo-televangelist type. And then people were really, really offended. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Even I was offended by that remark. I shouldn't have said it." And I'm thinking, "Well, but you wrote it. I mean, you scripted it. It wasn't an off the cuff throwaway remark, and it wasn't that you misspoke. No. I said, have a nice day. Not I hope you are slayed. I'm sorry that you misheard that, or I'm sorry that I slurred my words, or I'm sorry that I stumbled over that. And that's not what I meant. Like, I literally did not. It wasn't that. It was like, oh, I said it, and I meant it at the time, but now I don't. But it wasn't even that. It wasn't like, oh, I was misinformed. And I've reflected. Anyway, podcast topic, making a podcast. Setting up a recording of a podcast, maybe the Warren Nelson one, which I'll talk about in a minute. That's the Chautauqua one. And then during doing an episode where I would simply run the audio recording of what it took to make that podcast. What an interesting idea. Hint, hint. Podcast topic of three-word titles, which I might have done already, but I don't think so. I think it was just a throwaway reference in an earlier podcast about the fact that all of my podcast titles have three-word titles. Why is that? In the past, I've talked about niche-type marketing niches and things. What's my niche? So this would be a topic of I'm not monetized. We'll just leave that there. The ones I have written on the whiteboard behind me that I'd almost forgotten about, my Chautauqua days. That's the thing about Warren Nelson, which it will be another podcast, but if either of those things ring a bell or sound familiar or sound interesting, trust me, I have an episode in me about them. Back from Moab. I don't know. Did I ever do a... let me look on the website. Sorry to podcasting for you, bracing for summer. Back from Moab. Okay, I did that episode. I hear more water running upstairs, so apologies if there's noise in the background. So I can actually, I can mark something off my to-do. Okay, another episode of A Total Eclipse. That should be a hint of one of the things we did in August, right there. Smile and Laserdiscs. Smile, SMIL, which is an old technology, like 10 years old, for multimedia. Before, it's just like, throw the video online and, use YouTube or whatever. There was a time when that didn't exist. Rocky Mountain High, that would be our vacation to the Rocky Mountains, but Colorado Springs, and it's like, why'd you go to Colorado, Eric? Well, because of the next podcast on my list, the Camp Experience, which would be recapping the InstructureCon conference. And those would probably be two separate episodes because we did turn it into a family road trip, because once I looked at the physical challenge of flying into Denver and then airport shuttling or whatever up to a conference at 93,000 feet... 93,000 feet. That would be a little high. 9,300 feet. But still, 9,300 feet. 9,000 feet. 9,300 feet. It's like, I'm not flying into that. If my eardrums don't explode, I'll be spending the first couple of days with altitude sickness. So we did the family vacation thing of let's drive across Nebraska and then come up through Colorado Springs. Anyway, but at that was a keynote featuring... Jewel. Like, never thought you were a Jewel fan, Eric. I've actually had people tell me that. It's like, I wasn't until I heard her talk at the keynote. So, a gritty multi-potentialite. That would be the episode that goes with my earlier note on the Global Leadership Summit. So I'm going to remove that and use that. Talking about, I think it's Angela Duckworth and grit, and then the multi-potentialite thing. Four marriage realities. This episode's been kicking around for a long time, and I'm not going to tell you what my four are in the list, but I think this is worthy of a book right there. Just Say Sella, which is a follow-up to an earlier passing reference where I was trying to remember that commercial. Found the commercial. Thank you, Daniel Burr. Not My President. That would be a discussion of representative government. And even when your candidate doesn't win, is the winning candidate still your representative or not? Talk to the coworker about this one, and I thought, huh, that's interesting. Intentional podcast listening. That would be a riff off of something from the Remodeling Clay podcast, episode 176. That the fact that you are listening to this, now you might regret it at this point, sorry. I'm thinking new podcast topic, self-esteem issues. But then is self-esteem one word or two? Oh, no. Anyway, you intentionally tuned into this to hear something from me, which I actually really do appreciate, so I want to talk about that. Maybe, and I think this one might be too... do you see, not every idea makes it out. Comparing justice systems, talking about when you think about, you know, extreme drug cartel violence and, you know, various things around the world, even U.S. versus the Italian system, where there was someone who was acquitted of a crime, and so the prosecutor said, well, we're going to try you again. She was like, well, wait, she was an exchange student. It's like, well, you can't do it. Of course we can. This is Italy. I mean, this whole double jeopardy thing. Yeah. One on openness and authenticity. This is going way back to a podcast called The Hybrid Pod, talking about like hybrid teaching and learning, which is really good. And the last one I have, and this is frustrating and ties back into some of those pod fading things, labels as lighthouses. I had heard a podcast. Now, I don't know if you remember my sort of mental freak out about the podcast on mentoring and mentors ask questions, and I'd heard it described well in a podcast, and I could not find it. Like, oh, where is this? So at that time, I started emailing myself out of Downcast references to the podcast that I'd listened to. Like, if there's a really good, like, oh, that's a great point on such and such, I'll just email it over to my Gmail account, which will be around forever until it's not. And with just a quick note on, you know, that would have been like, you know, mentors ask questions, boom. And it's got all the episode information and all that. And it's time stamped by notion of, okay, I was just listening to this a few minutes ago. Now I'm, you know, parked and I'm going to send that out. So when I have the, oh, I remember driving into work that one morning, I heard this and that, I've already committed to noting it someplace. This is one of those. And I mailed the note, et cetera. But now that podcast is done. The podcaster has moved on. He and his interview subject have moved on. And the only reference I have to this, all the files are gone. They didn't move it over to archive.org like some of us do. Just gone. So I simply have the memory and the brief reference from the show notes. So I lost count. I don't know how many that is, but that is several. Several podcasts are available in the queue. Well, they're not in the queue because I haven't recorded them, but they will be. So I don't have a lack of ideas. And maybe I don't have a lack of time. There's something about motivation. And what's really interesting is last night I was listening to a podcast on a walk, and I remember they discussed that and mentioned motivation. And I know it's out there, but I don't remember what podcast it was. But I know I emailed myself about it so I can go find it. I will close with a question that I have brought up in various trainings and seminars and things. It's sort of my burning question. And I've asked it to a bunch of people. I usually get blank stares or some sort of flippant, easy answer, but it's a fairly deep question. And that is, how do you encourage an intrinsic motivation? I'm not talking about an external motivation, like I'll give you a cookie if you do this, but something that's self-sustaining in people. How do you encourage an intrinsic motivation for people to more deeply engage in a voluntary community or activity that they already profess to value? I say I like podcasting. I actually really do. I will feel better today for having done this episode. And yet, it's been 3 months. So I say I value it. It's not like, you know, hey, you should try podcasting. Have you thought about losing weight, Eric? How about eating healthier? What do you mean? Let me tell you. It's like, okay, then you learn it. I already know it. And I say that I value it, but I don't do it. Why is that? If you want to call and give some feedback, 701-645-3742, spells out 701-645-ERIC. Very similar to that listener feedback line from ages ago, but slightly different. Different area code, different prefix, so actually quite different. But anyway, 701-645-ERIC. If you forget that or anything else, you can go to ericast.com, where that's all listed. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ericast from ericast.com.
Visit us at www.ericast.com.